Our next speaker is Zane Talia.
I'm Zane Talon. Today I'm going to be giving a talk about some research that we've been doing for a couple years now on the impact of world feeding by fall armyworm in corn. So the purpose of this study was to determine if the infestation level of fall armyworm, or determine which infestation level of fall armyworm actually had an impact on the yield of the corn for the farmer. And we also wanted to determine if the growth stage of the corn also had an impact at the infestation levels for yield. So whorl feeders are insects that feed on the leaves of the newer leaves of the corn and into where the new leaves actually come out. A couple of these whorl feeders are fall armyworms and corn earworms. Fall armyworms and corn earworms, some of the damage that we see with these in the earlier instars would be feeding on the outer portions of the leaf, and then towards the later instars, they kind of work their way down towards the whorl. The damage is this kind of tattered, torn-looking damage, and as they age, the damage appears to be like we get larger holes and sometimes even this cutting off of the leaf. The current threshold that we have is 3 to 6 caterpillars per whorl. We did this test 2 years. We did it in 2015 and we did it this previous summer. And we did it at 3 different locations. And we had it set up as a randomized complete block design with each plot being 4 rows wide and 10 feet long. We did this with non-BT corn and we assessed damage 3 to 5 days after infestation to kind of make sure that our worms were still in the plots. And then we also assessed the yield. The damage scale that we used to rate this was a 1 to 5 damage scale, with 1 being a lower damage and 5 being the highest damage. As you can see in the pictures, 1 is essentially no damage. There might be some pinholes on the leaves. And then 5 is where we have larger holes, and we also have this cutting off of the leaf. So in 2015, we infested the center 2 rows of the plots while the corn was at the V5 growth stage, and we infested with third instar larvae. Our infestation levels were 0, 1 per 10, 1 per 5, 1 per whorl, 3 per whorl, and 6 per whorl. So looking at this figure, we have on the y-axis the damage rating for the corn, and then on the x-axis we have the infestation level, and we see an increase in damage as the increase of as infestation level increases. And then this plot is showing the yield that we saw at the end of the season. We have yield on the y-axis and infestation level on the x-axis again, and we see an increase in yield towards the increase in the infestation level, but it was not a major increase. So some conclusions that we came to from this year was that increasing damage correlated to increased number of worms infested in that plot. However, the damage levels did not correlate with the yield. The yield did not appear to be impacted at any level of infestation or damage at V5, and any differences associated with the yield were due to other factors in the field that we didn't look at. 2016, we repeated this test, but we looked at different growth stages of the corn to see if maybe an earlier growth stage was more susceptible to yield loss or a later growth stage was more susceptible to yield loss at the different infestation levels. So we had a V3 timing, and we infested at the levels 0, 1 per 10, 1 per 5, 1 per whorl, and 3 per whorl. And the reason we picked this 3 per whorl was because at this stage in the growth of the corn, you don't really see a ton of fall armyworms in the plot. Three per whorl would be a high number. It's something that you might see, but not something that you would always see. And then V12, our infestation levels were 0, 1 per 2, 1 per whorl, and 3 per whorl, and 10 per whorl. And we also picked this because it's something that you might see in the field, but it's not a very plausible number to see in the field. And then this graph is just kind of showing about where the corn would be at in its growth stage. So like that V3 is a little bit smaller, so you wouldn't be able to put 10 worms in that one. And then the V12 is going to be a lot larger of a growth stage. And then this figure is showing for our V3 infestation. We have our damage rating on the y-axis and our infestation level on the x-axis. And we see an increase in damage as infestation level increases. And then this is showing the yield for the V3, and we have yield on the y-axis and infestation level on the x-axis, and we didn't see a decrease in yield until that the highest infestation level at the 3 larvae per plant. And then this is showing our V12 damage ratings. So we have the damage rating on the y-axis and the infestation level on the x-axis. And we see an increase in damage as the infestation level is increasing. And then our yield assessment for the V12, we have yield on the y-axis and our infestation level on the x-axis. And there was no difference in yield across all infestation levels. So some stuff to take away from this is that at V3, we see this high damage as the infestation level increases, especially at the 3 caterpillars per whorl infestation level. And we see a decrease in yield only at the 3 caterpillars per whorl infestation level. And then at V12, we also see this increase in damage as the increase in infestation level occurs. But we didn't see any difference in yield across all infestation levels at this stage in the growth of the corn. So at V3, earlier I had said that the threshold for this is 3 to 6 caterpillars per whorl. That seems to be about where it actually is, because at this stage, or at the V3 stage, was the only one that we really saw a yield difference in. So with this, I would like to thank the Corn, Grain, and Sorghum Board for funding this project, and I would also like to thank Nancy Adams and her crew at Union City, Tennessee, Monsanto for providing the worms for us, and I will take any questions now. So the question was, why did we not use a data scale instead of, are you talking about the one for the damage scale? For the 1 to 5 scale? I believe the 1 to 5 scale is just the scale that we use in Lone Oak. I'm not sure on that answer though.
Until the next speech.